Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
Oaks Legion Baseball will be in action today as the Class B Legion State Baseball Tournament starts this morning in Oaks. The hometown ball club will have their first game at 7 p.m. when they take on Mayville Portland. The game starts at 10 a.m. with Lemoore taking on Velva. The second game of the day is between Garrison and Langdon. And in the third game, Renville County takes on Carrington. You can catch all of today's action right here on KDDR. Sticking with Oaks sports, there will be a cross-country meeting on Monday, August 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Sargent Central School. Please contact Julie Colmer if you have any questions. Football camps around the NFL opened up yesterday. However, it was the Tigers and Twins putting up the football score in their game yesterday afternoon. Detroit beating the Twins 17-14 in 9 innings. The two teams combined for 31 runs and 32 hits in the ballgame. Minnesota belted 6 homers in the loss, and the Tigers no homers in the win. The Twins will enjoy an off day today before heading out to St. Louis for a start of a 3-game set tomorrow. The Vikings opened up training camp yesterday. Christian Darrisaw, the only player not to participate due to injury. Defensive tackle Michael Pierce and wide receiver Dede Westbrook were limited. And former North Dakota State University quarterback Trey Lance has signed his rookie contract deal with the San Francisco 49ers, the team that drafted him 3rd overall in the 2021 NFL Draft. Sticking with NDSU, they're going to play Eastern Washington at U.S. Bank Stadium on September 2nd, 2023. And yesterday was the start of free agency in the NHL. The Wild make a couple of signings. First, they signed defenseman and Minnesota native Alex Goligoski. They also signed forward Frederick Gaudreau, and the Wild cap off day one of their free agency by signing veteran defenseman Dmitry Kulikov to a 2-year deal. On the pitch, Hasani Dachin scores in the 5th minute of stoppage time to give Minnesota United a 2-2 tie with LAFC on Wednesday night. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.